Gentlemen, gentlemen. Yes, hello, Josh. Sometimes the tech hits the snooze button on you, and you gotta, re-up it. Oh, yeah. So a funny, I guess, occurrence due to the virtual background, George, is you kind of lose perspective of the size of things. So you're currently sitting here and, you're one size, but for just a second before your full body came into view, much perspectively smaller than your head is now, and it was just kind of amusing. Yeah, I realized I was awake after midnight on Thursday, and I was like, you know what? Let me just check if it's come up yet. And it was up, and it told me Saturday. I said, all right, send it. Yeah, but I don't like auto pen. I don't believe in that. Oh, okay, that I like. I think. Oh. Here he is. Yeah. Dang, this guy's quick. Quickest draw in the West. No, this is too much. This is too much. Oh, yeah. You know how you used to be able to show our roles? No, you had it, Josh, when it would show what we got on from the dice roller. Oh, I don't have a server role. I'm just a guy. Whoa. What's my color right now? I'm kind of happy with my color. Something dumb. Nope. Okay, I guess I will. I should add Dungeon Crawler Carl to my list. All right, add it to the queue. I've slacked in my reading in recent years due to all the time I spend reading patents during the day. But the goal is 12 this year. I'm on pace. I've read three. Song of Monsters is going to be number four. It's currently number four. I've reread the first three chapters, so now I'm back caught up to where I was. Yeah, no problem. Number five is The Martian. Let's see how that goes. No, but I did go see the film. And funny enough, I've not seen The Martian. I read The Left Hand of Darkness. That was actually a great book. I read The City in Glass, which I did not like as much, but also wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Oh, what was my first book? I think it was Salvation Day was my first book, but I could be getting my order wrong. For The City in Glass, the concept seemed very interesting to me. It follows like a demon and an angel who reside over a city over like the course of centuries. And I was like, that sounds cool. And then it's like a weird, like semi-romance kind of thing between the demon and the angel. And I was like, all right, this isn't really what I was looking for. Huh. I've not played any of the Resident Evil games, but my brother's been playing them, and he said that the previous games in the series are all like one or the other of the two halves of this game. And so they just smushed them both into one. Can't just take a step back. I've had some folks recommend I try Slay the Spire 2. I don't know if anybody has any Slay the Spire experience. I have played, yes, I think so. Pretty good. Good to know. Right. Okay, very good. That could be tough. You wouldn't want to reinvent the wheel. That's great. All right. It's, yeah. It's from the hit film, the SpongeBob movie. They rode the Hasselhoff. One clarifying question about the statue. I feel like Argyle did some kind of role that semi ruled out the fiendish possibilities. Yeah, I'm kind of intimidated by this. I don't want to make the crack any bigger. Like not really. They're kind of arms, and there's like some like extended feathering, but you wouldn't call them wings, I don't think. Oh no, definitely not. Oh, someone in the other direction. Josh, is there a star word limit like there is a void word limit? So the first, if we are to mess with this at all, the first thing I would do is telekinetically carry some object towards it before sending my bird. But not messing with it is also an option that I theoretically support. Okay. In that case, I'll take out a small stone, and cast telekinetic hand. And I myself will stand like 20 feet back. What's the range on this? 30 feet, but can I then move it further beyond that? Anyway, I'll stand 20 feet away, and just like very slowly advance the stone towards the crack. Well, first, do I, in the telekinetic hand, do I feel any kind of pull, like any kind of change in how the rock feels? I'm gonna try to put it through, I guess. We're breaking stuff. Guys, I could still feel it on the other side. It's wherever it is, it is. Well, first let me pull the rock back. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it, but could be fun. I don't know. He's never died before. Shoot, I guess, Othello will, yeah, try to fly through the crack. Yes, but it's limited. I have the share senses ability, which means once every 10 minutes. I can share his sense for up to a minute with an action. Yes, indeed. Very well. You know, I think it's still his senses. The share senses thing doesn't specify, but I think Othello might honestly. We have the same perception, so. Ooh, bad. Oh, do we use the point this early in the session, gentlemen? Heck it, we'll use the point. Why not have a little fun? Now what? Oh my God. Well, that worked out. 35. What do your bird eyes see? I relay all of this, of course. I recall. Now, question about the world. I seem to recall that there are like shortcuts that you could take when slipping that will like skip multiple like iterations. Does traveling in one of those feel more intense than moving one step? Right. 22. Is there any technology or tool that can tell you where on the horizon you are, or like estimate? Right. Yeah, there's a couple buildings over there. Either that or they have specifically come to this place because the big guy is there. And they want a direct link to that. I mean, correct. Is there any association with the two edges of the horizon and like the firmament? Sure. Like to get a closer look at the buildings. I mean, we could send him to do a little closer fly to the buildings if we want it. Me too. I don't think that anything's really going to happen here in the next couple minutes. We lace them up. I'll cast guidance right before he goes. I'm glad this allowed you to clear your mind. Yeah. I wonder if they're hoping it wakes up or if they're people trying to keep it away. All right. Yeah, we don't want to go through this crack anymore. So the question is, oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's more likely. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So we either go all the way back home or we go through that one other route, off of the shrine room. Definitely don't want to sleep right here. At that point, we might as well just go home and sleep. Josh, while we were going through the sewers, were there like occasional like ladders or stairs or things to get back to the surface? Yeah. So we could probably shoot up to the surface. Obviously not right here, but maybe catch a ride, cut down on our travel time. Let's do like one of those 5 hours worth of trekking. Can we take some public transport? Looking confused and a little awestruck. And I'm not, fully against Argyle speaking to some of your folks, as long as you believe that, you know, they have, you know, the world's best interests at heart. Right. First plan of action is maybe to sleep. Yeah, we were considering that. There were some, you know, some folks in there doing stuff. We don't know, you know, exactly who they are. But, you know, we could, with a little bit of rest and recuperation, we could, you know, head on in there and interface. But we didn't want to do that tonight. Yeah, they could be tough. They probably are pretty tough. I don't know how to break it. I mean, I guess the tubes are probably I think that they are there because that creature is there. Oh. So we could just use a bomb instead of, you know, getting a whole rocket hammer involved. I'm sure Smiler's got a bomb. Yeah, I would want to check out that offshoot path before we do anything rash. I definitely don't want to run for my life into Teller's Run. Right. Anzu goes to sleep. Oh, yeah, sure, if I'm allowed. My two areas of expertise. Possibly, quite possibly tomorrow. We really only need like a 20-foot area of. That's that. Yeah, that could be done probably.
Good combo.
All right, so we're set in a big way. Turns out they both have sources for explosives. I, for the record, don't think we need a third. I think the two bombs is fine. I think I... Definitely not. This is actually correct, yes. Yeah, my father does not have bombs. He doesn't make bombs. I think in order to get a bomb, I would be severely outed in my, standing here. And I'd prefer that not to happen. But I'm feeling really comfortable with the current number of bombs that we have planned. I just want to emphasize that. And all that being said, I think it's time, you know, that Benny gets to bed, so I think I'll probably go too. No. think we've gotten milk in the past.
wild.
Very good. Sure. I'm fairly certain that this bomb is too big for my sleeves. Yeah. I have sleeves. The sleeves can hold up to 10 bulk, but one individual item can only be up to one bulk. Because it has to. Has to be. No. I'm pretty sure that's called retrofitting, Josh. I call up big fish. Archives of Nethys is telling me this is a first edition Pathfinder item. And nowhere else to go. Ooh, I got I got a 28. Ah, wait, George, you rolled a D10. Don't hamstring us like that. We might have a chance to do well here. Oh my God.
Are there?
Are there any are there any like crates around or crannies, maybe nooks perhaps? Not from me, that's for sure. I got a 24 stealth. Onward. I mean, I could make a crafting check. Would that give me any additional? Oh, big number. I got a 31, which. Okay. Let's look at the connection status. Do I write connection status, or is it a click? It just says active, or did you say something after it? Okay. I guess I'll try writing back. All right, let's look at the personal logs. Yeah, I don't. I tried typing those, but I don't know if I caught up. So we'll start with the first one, 46SYN. Oh. Did I do that? Do we know Lawson? That's me. I'll just society quick for Lawson. I got a 30. Whoa. Please hold. I only got a 19. Yet I was not expecting there to be science behind this work with the harmonies. No, I thought that it was just influence from pirate, but it seems like they've engineered this in a way. Yeah, we could look at the experiments. Well, this means that they have plants within the pilgrimage. Are you guys one of their vipers? I write back. And we. I write experiment results. All right, we'll start with what we know first. Let's go to synthesis. Okay. We'll look at hybridization next. Okay, entrainment. And I missed the name of the final project. All right, let's hear it. It would require a lot of Void Song listeners. Yeah, well, the message about the pilgrimage that we read was part of Project Entrainment. Which lines up with wanting to get to the source of the Void Song to just change whatever the source is. Right. Yeah, and it kind of seems like, yes, I 100% agree. Kind of feels like their overall plan is to just kind of wreck the firmament. Right. And probably the rest of them too. All right. Yeah, it did sound like there were people through the door, right? So, if we walk through that door and are like, oh, we're looking for the party, they're going to be like, this was not the entrance. I don't, you, if you were coming to the party, this is not where you would have showed up. Yeah. I think that, yeah, maybe we stop here. I mean, we're not going to go up there and take down all of, you know, Pyrolite, so. Yeah, it's currently unclear whether or not they would know if we bombed thing something over there. I mean, yeah. Josh, one last thing. Does in this experiment like folder, does it list the project leads for each project, like the messages kind of did? Yeah. I thought it was going to say Sir Arctus. Oh. You want to set off a bomb r right here. It's one mortar. Indeed. All right. Sure. I mean, I could send a telekinetic projectile 120 feet. I think I think we should all pass through the crack. I don't think we should send Benny in there just by himself with the bomb and I mean, Benny, unless you disagree, this is. I wonder how far it is. I mean, for us to be feeling that much vertigo, it's got to be a pretty big jump. Indeed. What's 10 minutes? All right. Might as well give it a try. Ooh, let's see if I round it out. 18. Indeed. Ooh. I got a 13. Oh my God, we all did really bad. I got a 13. I guess I should do that too. Crit. He does have many hero points. And he earned them.
We'll find out. I mean, we should start heading, yeah. I have 25. We want to say 24 minutes. It's going to be that freaking dork Camden. Is Benny still invisible? Aha. All right, so they have some way of communicating across these. Yeah. Right. It's just impressive. I think it's impressive. I'm not sure. Hopefully we don't get pincered. They're going to come through the crack at us. Mike? My computer does not like loading Foundry. Oh, he's gonna get that bread. Yeah. What's in there? And the taste is... Nice. Okay. Are there other times in April that are not going to be good? I feel like a couple weeks ago we discussed this. Okay, so we have some time to figure that out. Yeah, I don't have any plans, but I can try for the week later in the month. Level one. I would die round one. I would die round one. Like full dead. All right, guys, I'll take the rat. You guys cover the rest. I have been thinking about a rescue mission for the dog. Easiest DMing. Yeah, true. Oh no. This makes me the decide. Like, I lean slightly towards 6 just because building a level 13 character from scratch is a pain in the ass. Oh, jeez. Josh, can you remove him from the call manually or no? That's correct. Hey, I was all in on the pilgrimage from the start. I did not need any other reason. We were going to the Void Song. That was good enough for me. As do I.